Amen. Well, welcome again to Antioch Community Church. My name is Travis Phillips, and I'm the lead pastor here. And the mic issue is my fault. We have great sound people, so I just wanted to recognize that. I had muted my microphone. And we have so many people. It just made me start thinking. So many people that serve week in and week out. And especially this weekend, you heard Andy talking about the Awaken College Retreat, and we're going to hear a little bit more about that. But we had people serving there, and we got back early this afternoon, and then we're having church again. So, and it's all good. And but it's the fourth quarter, and we're gonna go for it. So it's good. But man, there's so many people, and I love that about the church family. There's so many people that just like, I want to serve. I want to be a part of what's going on, and it takes all of those people to see happen what we're seeing. And just to say, God, we want you to use us to move in this city and in this valley. And so it is an honor and joy to be a part of it and to be a part of it with such great people. All right. Well, we are in a series called The Church That Changes the World. All right? And that is who we want to be. And so we've been talking about a lot of things about who we want to be as a church. First off, we started the first few weeks talking about what does the Bible say about what church is and kind of redefining and making sure what we think about church is what the Bible has to say about it. The last couple of weeks, and we're gonna be there again this week, is talking about redefining relationships, redeeming relationships. We talked about mothers and fathers, sons and daughters. Andy brought a great word last week about just being sons and daughters and serving the vision of the Lord that he's put in leaders. And so this week is going to be brothers and sisters, and because we're a family. You know, that's what it really we've been talking about, is how the church of God is a family, and he is the Father. This is his house, and we're his kids. And so, how do we operate together as brothers and sisters? How do we walk in the Lord? How do we do relationships rightly? And this weekend, on a retreat setting, you know, you're driving up, you're spending an entire weekend with one another, and family just begins to happen because families spend time together, and their relationships are formed. Sometimes we're the worst around our family because they see all of it, you know, and they know the good, the bad, and the ugly, and you know they know it, and so you just let it fly sometimes, you know, and it can be the hardest place to really represent. God's changed my life. I don't want to be a selfish jerk, you know? And so we got to do that a little more this weekend, with being away, in the same place, same little cabin, same cafeteria, yummy cafeteria food. And, you get to be that a little more. And that's who God wants us to be. And so before we get into talking a little bit about how do we do relationships well, and what is our motivation for doing relationships well, I wanted to bring the family in on what God was doing this weekend. If you're a student and weren't able to go, or if you are not a college student, I just want you to hear about what God was doing in the lives of some of the students. And so I didn't give them much notice, but if you guys could come on up and you can just sit right here so you can be ready. All right, give them a hand. We have Riley, Kayla, Sam, and Casey are going to share. Wow, they are excited to hear what you guys have to say. That's awesome. So Riley, you don't sit down. You come on up. You're going to kick us off. And so we didn't give these guys much time to prepare, but God was, and I could have pulled 30 more people up here to share testimonies of what God was doing, just deep works in their life. But Riley's going to get us going. All right.
It's good.
This goes? Okay. All right, I'll try to keep this brief. I'm a transfer student here. It's my first year at ASU. I'm a sophomore. And that's a story in itself, being here. But I found Antioch, actually, from Stephen at an Antioch tent on campus. And I find that very weird because I'm not like I don't like strangers. And I don't like when people come up to me and try to talk to me. That's not really who I am. So, but for the reason, Stephen asked me that day if I was a Christian, and for whatever reason, we had a conversation, and I give him my information, and the first Sunday that I tried to attend Antioch, I missed the bus, so I didn't go. But I did end up showing here and came here. Hadn't actually met anyone at ASU besides our roommates. And I show up at this church, and the cross country team and the track team, they all go here. I've developed a relationship with them as I'm a walk on the team. So that was the first time I'd actually met them. So that was cool. No coincidence, I suppose. But the 2 weeks ago, we talked about having like spiritual mothers and fathers and how big of an impact that can be. And that church service, Stephen came up to me afterwards, actually, person who brought me here, and he asked me if I wanted to go to lunch the next day. We did. And Stephen and I went to Raising Cane's for 3.5 hours, and I made him miss his meeting here. And it was really cool. Stephen has started discipling me, and we started going down that path, and it was an immediate change. That day, I was just so excited when I left there, and like I said, I don't like talking to people, and when I walk around campus, I just put my head down and put my music in. And ever since that day, when I walk around campus, I look at people, and like the first thing that comes to my head is like, is this the person that I'm going to share with today? And I haven't done it yet, but it's a thought at least. That's a step. and I didn't sign up for the retreat, actually. Again, my friends weren't going, so I didn't want to go. And Stephen talked me into it, and I went this weekend. And a few times this weekend, Stephen and Will prayed over me. And we've been talking a lot about, we've been praying a lot about my future and what God has for me and what he's going to do in my life. And just how I've never been content. Like I've never felt fulfilled before in my life, just in anything that happens. And this weekend, we were just praying. I've never met Will before this weekend. When the first time he came up and prayed for me, he asked me what my name was. But what he prayed over me was exactly what Stephen and I had been talking about for like 2 hours previous to the service. And it was just exactly what I needed to hear. We'd been just praying and asking God if I'd wanted to go into ministry or not, if that was the path that I wanted to go down. And Will kind of prayed over that, and he gave me this metaphor that God was moving fast in my life, and it was just like a flowing river, and just that it was going to be fast, and I was going to help people quickly, and God was going to change me quickly. And God didn't answer my prayer. He didn't say, yes, go into ministry. But he acknowledged that he knew I was praying about my future, and he acknowledged that he knew what my future was, even if he didn't tell me that. And it was just so fulfilling, and like it was just very, I was just so content with that. And just never being content with anything in my life, like it was just awesome. And like so the retreat was awesome, and I got to meet so many people. Like I always go here with the team, which is awesome, but I've met just people who aren't on the team, and it was super cool, and everyone was always had great conversations with everyone, and it was a great experience, and I definitely feel content with God now, so it's great.
All right, Kayla.
That's bright. Okay. Well, I also decided to go to the retreat at the last minute. I'm also on the cross-country team, so I was on the fence whether or not if I was going to be competing with my team this weekend or not. And it turns out that I wasn't going. But I think that was definitely in God's plan all along to have me go because it was really a powerful experience for me. Just to give you a little background. I grew up a believer, and I grew up Catholic back home in Massachusetts. And we would always be the family, like when we were younger, we would go a lot, but me and my brother, we were the worst behaved kids ever. So my parents just didn't want us to bring us. They were embarrassed of us. And as we grew up and things got busier and busier, you know, you just kind of sometimes get lost to that and you start going through the motions, and then we just really didn't go at all. And I kind of like wanted to go. I would volunteer a lot at my church, but a lot of the services in my home church, it was like you're just sitting there and kind of felt like a lecture hall, and you're like, okay. And I didn't really know that you could have a relationship with God until I came here, and until I moved in like with Peyton and Shana, and they brought me here to Antioch. And I gave my heart to God last year when I started coming to Antioch more and joined a life group, and that really changed me so much. So when I got to the retreat this weekend, it was super powerful for me because I'm still so young in my faith and I still don't know a lot of the things that are going on. I still have so many questions, and I'm sitting there the first night in our time of response, and I go up to the front and I just have like this pain in my heart, and like I'm feeling like, I don't know why, I just felt like really low about myself. I was feeling really down. I was like, God, like I feel like I've sinned so much, like what do you think of me? Like I just felt really like really depressed and just really like so low. I was like, I need, and I just was praying. I was like, God, just show me what your heart is for me right now. Like, what do you think of me? And like clockwork, Travis comes over and he's like, I feel like God wants me to tell you that just he's proud of you, that he's proud of his daughter. And I lost it. And I just broke down, and I'm shaking. I just lost it, and I feel like it's in that like raw moment of emotion and that like really just pure feeling of like breakdown that God is just breaking up all these walls that I had put up and just changing my heart, and it was so powerful, and I was just so overcome with emotion, and that feeling just continued throughout the whole retreat. And we're talking about, you know, brothers and sisters today, and a lot of my team was there and some new friends that I made, and just I have so many sisters and brothers who love me that are going to walk with me in Christ, and I'm so excited. And I just wanted to thank everybody who I met there and how supportive they've been, and I don't know, that's it.
Thanks, Taylor. Call their name, they're all face like me. All right, thanks,
Casey. Hi, everybody. Hi, I'm Casey, and I moved out to Arizona like a year and a half ago at the beginning of the summer, and I went to Antioch kind of and stopped. So this is the first time I have been able to go on a retreat, and Pastor Travis says I only have a few minutes to talk about this, which is kind of rather unfortunate. Because I could literally talk about this for a lifetime. So, anyways, Friday night, we were talking about a journey with God, and I kind of had realized that I had felt so broken. And just so you know, these are tears of joy and gratitude, not sadness. So it's okay. But so Friday night, after service, I had literally been crying, and I was talking to Maria. And I was like, I'm so broken. I can't hold these pieces of my heart together anymore. Nothing's working. So Saturday rolls around, and Maria had given me some encouragement and just some advice. And it had been stuff I had heard before, but it was kind of like the first time hearing it. I'm like, okay. So during FaceTime Saturday morning, I was like, all right, God, I am willing, and I have this desire to hear you. So I had been sitting there, and I'm like, okay, God, what do you want me to read today? What do you want me to know? And I had stumbled across Psalm 27, which those 14 verses was literally what Maria had told me the night before, and I'm like, all right, God, I got this. So, and then we went into our worship and service, and then Pastor Travis was talking, and I'm like, this is the same thing. Like, all right, I got it, God. Like, you just keep repeating it because I got it now. So during Saturday night, we were talking about how there's 75% in how sometimes with relationships with God, especially, you can be only 75% in, and that's what I had been for years. And Pastor Travis had been saying that it was really hard to be in 75%. I'm like, you have no idea. Like, you don't even know, because when you're trying to do it yourself, you physically can't handle it after a while. And that's the point I had gotten to on Friday, where I was just like, I can't deal. And then Saturday, I was like, you know what, God? These are the pieces of my heart, and they're yours. Like, that's it. So literally, though, Saturday night, the girls in my cabin can attest to the fact that I was like, guys, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? It's just like, literally, that joy and healing is just like, there's a physical reaction. And I'm just like, dude, let's go for this. So it was an amazing weekend. And I am so thankful that I had been able to go. And all the people that I met were amazing. And I am just thankful that we have this community where we can just walk together. And that's also something Pastor Travis was talking about. With that journey, you don't go it alone, because you physically can't. And I learned that the hard way, but I'm here now, so.
And last but certainly not least, Sam, come on up.
Hey guys, how are you doing? All right, so I'm Sam. I'm a freshman at ASU in the WPC Carey School of Business. And I grew up Catholic, much like Kayla. So coming to Antioch was really a challenge for me religiously, because I wasn't sure what that meant. Like, was I betraying God by coming to a non-denominational Christian church? And so I struggled a lot internally with that for a really long time, until finally I was convinced to come to the Awaken Retreat, which did wonders for me. Saturday morning, we had our first session. And that's when I just prayed that God would come and fill my body, fill my spirit, fill my mind, fill my life, and really just take control of my life and give me direction. And that's really when I decided to give myself to God 100%, not the 75%. And then literally 5 minutes later, Stephen comes over and he says, I had a vision from God. He had his hand on your back, and he was saying, I will lead you. And that was honestly the most powerful thing that had ever happened spiritually for me. So that did, like, leaps and bounds, like, in my faith. It was really incredible. Thank you, Stephen. Yeah, I'm well on my journey. Thank you.